Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Thank you for calling Contour Mortgage. My name is Kenny.
Hello? I got a call from this number yesterday.
Good morning. Thank you for returning our call. Am I speaking with Scott?
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Bunnell. My name is Kenny, and the reason of our call, sir, was regarding a credit pull we recently did for a mortgage transaction. We're one of the lenders, sir, and we just wanted to present to you our number so you can compare pricing to your current offer. Were you looking around, Mr. Bunnell, to purchase a home, refinance, or are you planning a cash out?
I was actually looking to buy one.
To purchase?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go
ahead. It would actually be a VA loan.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to my license agent so they can provide you further information. Keep in mind that this is with no obligation, okay?
Okay.
Great. Give me a moment. I will be on the line with you while I connect your call, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to them. If you have anything in mind, let them know, okay? And like if anything specific.
Good morning. This is James Weiss.
Hi. Good morning, James. I have Scott Bunnell on the other line that he wants to purchase a home.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Have a nice day. Great. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Good morning. My name is James Weiss. I work for a company called Contour Mortgage. We help people all across the country with buying homes and doing refinances and whatever else they need to do with a mortgage.
Right.
If you can give me an idea where you are in the process and if you need pre-approval letters or just another quote.
Right now we're just looking, and it would be a VA loan.
Okay, cool. We do a great job with VA loans.
I'd be moving from Florida to Michigan.
Okay, sounds good. We don't have origination fees, like underwriter fees or processor fees or any of those things that normally you pay for on a mortgage for veterans. So
right.
We really try our best to make sure that we're not charging anything that we don't absolutely need to get the loan done.
Right.
Cool. So can you tell me, do you have a lender already in mind, or where are you with that?
I was going to use eMortgage.
Did they give you any idea about rates or pre-approvals or anything like that?
Well, I had a pre-approval for $200,000, so.
And is that enough to buy the house that you want to?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd be a first-time buyer, so.
Well, I mean, with the VA loan, you don't need any down payment of any type. And you can go up higher than that with a VA loan sometimes, so.
You need closing costs, that's for sure.
Correct, yes, that's right. You need closing costs, unless you can find a house where the seller is willing to let you finance the closing costs, and then you can finance it with the seller's concession.
Right.
Which is not impossible. Definitely have had that happen before.
Right.
Especially for veterans. I mean, do you need another quote, or, I mean, how can I help you here?
I mean, if you do a poll, is it going to be a hard poll?
If we do a poll, it'll be a soft poll at the beginning here. Until you know that you want to go with us. The hard polls are getting more and more expensive. And we talk to enough people
it lowers my credit score every time you do a damn hard poll.
I mean, in theory, it shouldn't, because you've already had your credit run for a mortgage and you have 45 days to shop for a mortgage. But either way, we don't do hard pulls until you know you want to go with us.
Right. What's your minimum score?
We don't actually have a minimum score. I've gotten loans done for people who don't even have credit scores with VA loans. Seriously,
okay.
I have. So if that's the question, then we can definitely help you. Because the VA doesn't actually have a minimum credit score. It's just something that banks put on top.
Yeah, it's usually people doing usually the underwriters have a minimum score.
Yeah, I mean, it's a company policy a lot of times. Like, especially with the bigger banks like Chase and Wells Fargo and all those monster companies, they all want to make sure that they are only, like, the last company I worked for had a 620 minimum score for VA loans.
Right.
But the company I work for here, we have an investor who doesn't, will make common sense decisions. So they're not going to lend money to somebody who can't afford a house, but they'll, as long as it makes sense that you're going to be able to afford what you're buying, they don't have a minimum credit score. And, yeah, I mean, they do, they make it pretty easy to get the loan closed too, with still getting it guaranteed by the VPA. So.
Right. And they also, I'm sure you have, real estate agents that work with you out of state.
If you need help finding a real estate agent, I don't actually really have direct connections with most of the real estate agents. I work directly with the customer. Like some mortgage companies like work right next to a real estate agent. They're like tied directly to them. But
right.
The business model that we operate on is really direct to consumer. So we don't have to worry about what the real estate agent wants. We only have to worry about what you want. And if helping you find a real estate agent helps you with that, we can do that.
Right.
And we have like Signature Properties is one of the companies that we kind of have a relationship with. But
right.
You can absolutely use whoever you want. I have no goal of trying to push you into a real estate agent. I've helped people, lots of people who don't even have a real estate agent. So whatever you want to do on that is up to you.
Well, man, we can do a soft pull and check and see, you know.
Okay, cool. I mean, can you tell me about your income and if you have any assets, what that looks like?
Well, I have no assets. My income is through the VA compensation and Social Security disability. So I'm getting $1,800 from the VA and $2,800 from Social Security. And that's rounding it to the lower end, so.
That's fine. And you don't file taxes then, right? Because you don't actually get any income tax.
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. Other questions that I have to ask everybody. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to apply with your spouse, or do you want to apply only with your own name?
She doesn't work.
Okay. So you don't want her on there. That's fine, too. She can still own the house, by the way, even if she doesn't come on the mortgage. So,
well,
does she? So,
man,
let me ask you this. Something that's important with VA loans. Is your wife, does she have any other debts outside of what you have? Like, does she have car loans or credit cards outside of what
no,
you have?
No, the only loan I have, credit cards, and the only other thing I have is a motorcycle loan.
Does your wife have anything else? Because it really makes a difference.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because if something happens to you and she's on this and she ends up having this house on her own, being on the mortgage can actually make it easier for her to deal with, you know, having to deal with the finances. And the VA will work with her differently if she's on the loan. So I'm happy to say, I'll set the file up in your name and just give you numbers in your name. That's fine. But I think if it doesn't, as long as she doesn't have a lower credit score and as long as she doesn't have other debts outside of what you have, having her on the loan might be good for her.
I'm pretty sure her credit score is lower than mine.
Oh, well, then maybe it might not make sense to put her on there. But in general, with VA loans, if you can have your spouse on there, you want to because of the protection you get. All right. So then, do you have any dependents that you list on your tax? You don't file taxes, but do you have any dependents?
Just her.
Just her. Okay. What else do I need to ask you about this? All right. So the address I had was 965 Stratton Street in Daytona.
Right. Daytona.
Deltona, I'm sorry. I'm reading from far away here. You're renting that property?
Well, it's actually my father-in-law's house, and I paid a mortgage.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. But you're not on the mortgage, and you're not tied to the house.
No. I just paid a mortgage.
Okay. And you're going to keep paying the mortgage when you move to Michigan?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Is he coming with you?
In the beginning was, but no, he don't want it now, so.
Oh, all right. Cool. And you've never had any, like, bankruptcies or liens, judgments, lawsuits, anything like that?
Not like me?
Yes.
No.
It's just this standard question that I ask every single person I talk to, exactly like that. So just don't take that one personally. Okay, so then the last thing I need to do, so to pull the query report, I need your date of birth.
4/12/68.
And then we also need a social security number.
115-64-9042.
Thank you for that. So you need all my contact information. You just gave me a lot of information about you. Typically, the easiest way for me to send my contact information to somebody, because I know that I have a phone number for you, is to text you my business card. Is that an okay way to send my contact information?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And then I don't have an email address with these files, so if you can text me back your email address, that'll mean that I won't mess up.
Okay.
Which is always a good thing. 81, because with numbers and underscores and all that stuff, it's easy to mess them up.
I used to live down there in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, cool. I don't live in Port St. Lucie.
Actually, right across from the golf course.
I'm actually in New York, just so you know. I'm not in Florida.
No, I'm originally from New York.
Oh, where?
I was born in Kingston, but I used to live in Dutchess County.
Dutchess County, okay. I'm on Long Island. That's where our company's headquartered and where we work from.
Long Island.
But I've done loans in 45 states now, though, so I have lots of experience. And Michigan's one of the easier states to deal with, actually, so with pretty much everything. So do you have a specific place in Michigan that you're thinking about?
We're kind of looking around the Bay City area. But we're not, I am talking to a relative who's looking around, not only there, but their surrounding area, so.
Cool. And then one more question. Why Michigan?
Well, that's where my wife's kids are, where my stepchildren are.
Cool. That's a great reason. Cool. I'm just, not that it really matters. It just helps me to understand your goals when I know that answer, so. That wasn't a really mortgage question. It was more of a let me just make sure I understand what's going on question. Okay, so it usually takes me like an hour to set files up. So I should be able to call you back around 10 or 10:30 today. Is that an okay time to call you?
That's fine.
And when I call you, I text you from my cell phone. That's a 516 number. But when I call you, I'm going to call you from my office number because I have a headset and it just makes everything easier. So that's a 631
okay.
number.
Okay.
I live in Nassau County, Long Island, and I work in Suffolk County, so the area codes are different.
Right.
All right. So 631 when I call you back, because I'm sure you're going to get a bunch more phone calls because of having your credit pulled by the other company. And again, I'm just going to do a soft pull just to reconfirm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you for giving me the information and the opportunity to talk to you about this. And I'm pretty sure we're going to find a solution, and hopefully it's the one you like. That's always my goal, obviously. So I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.